I'm so sick and tired of the shit on the radio and MTV. They only play the same thing no matter where I go. I see Ashanti in the video. I want something more.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in another episode of Layers of Vinyl. We're showing love this time around for Amp Fiddler and his double pack record, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. Yeah, I know you all are tired of hearing the same old crap on the radio, just like I am. And that's one of the reasons why I do this show. So, if you're interested in supporting a different type of artist that's doing really good music, check out Amp Fiddler. This Waltz of a Ghetto Fly is from Pious Recordings, and more information can be found online at thegenuinearticle.net or ampfiddler.com. You can also try outlets such as towerrecords.com or amazon.com, because this is available in CD as well. So we'll get started with Layers of Vinyl 8. We're showing love again for Amp Fiddler, and the first two songs up from his record Waltz of a Ghetto Fly are Dreaming and Possibilities.
Baby,
Yeah, that was with Possibilities from Amp Fiddler. And the first song up was Dreamin'. We're listening to Waltz of a Ghetto Fly, the double pack vinyl from Amp Fiddler. Like I said at the top of the show, you can find him, more information about him at thegenuinearticle.net or ampfiddler.com. And you can also try outlets like Amazon or Tower Records online. I'd like to do a shout out and a thanks to Victoria and Rudy of the Sun Chasers, and also to Verbal Tech for giving me much love and for giving Mosaic much love during the anniversary season. It turned out to be a really good anniversary for Mosaic Internet Radio. They did some special shout outs for the station, and so did Verbal Tech, and it's been much appreciated. In fact, there was a lot of love shown. We ended up spreading the celebration out for a month, and it officially ended over Fat Tuesday, or on Fat Tuesday. But more about that later. But thank you so much for all the shout outs, and we hope there's more to come from such independent and good independent music and musicians. Thanks again, folks. We're going to get back to the music now from Amp Fiddler and the album Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. This is You Play Me.
You play it cool. Now you know, cause if I'm pimping, a hooker better hook. Go to work, bitch. Bring Pimp Daddy back a bang. No, first fix Pimp Daddy a drink. Jump your ass in the tub, you stink. Am I serious? Fuck you think? Lingering, lagging, loitering, lollygagging. Literally lost in Malia. Go ahead with that, stay here. My leg ain't broke, bitch, that's just my limp. Yeah, I'm a pimp.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Am Fiddler with Waltz of a Ghetto Fly, and that is the title track of the record, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. tight, very tight from beginning to end. That was preceded by You Play Me, and we are halfway through the show, Layers of Vinyl. on the station Mosaic, and I'm your host, DJ Stilo. I hope you guys have been enjoying the sounds of Amp Fiddler. As I said at the top, you can certainly check them out at thegenuinearticle.net, ampfiddler.com, or try other outlets where you may buy records or CDs. Some of this stuff may be available for your iTunes, so you can download it to your iPod or other MP3 player. So I'm going to do some station stuff now. We're going to talk about some of the new stuff that is on Mosaic, so please check it out when you get a chance. There is a new mix that I have running on this station now by Alien Swede. I met this gentleman at my day job for a meeting of information technology professionals at Johns Hopkins University. And it was kind of funny that this was my first time meeting him. He's new to Hopkins, and I've been there for a while. That's my day job, right? At any rate, he's also a DJ. He likes to spin trance. And so we're going to be featuring one of his mixes. It is an older mix, but it is a good mix of trance. Alien Swede, and he is from Sweden by way of Dallas. He's been in the country for about, the United States, that is, for about 10 years. So check it out. This was Live at Flow by Alien Swede. And you'll see that it was part of the Onscape party or show that they had in Sweden a few years ago. I think it's a still running show, if I'm not mistaken. You can also check out I Am Your Mind by my buddy Offbeat. DJ Offbeat has recently relocated from Cincinnati to Dallas, and he has been lining up some really good shows at this place called Zubar in Dallas. So check him out when you get an opportunity. This mix is called I Am Your Mind, and you can either get it for download or listen from myself. You can listen to a Mosaic internet radio for it, or you can check him out at the Future History of House. That's futurehistoryofhouse.com. He's lining up some good, really good shows there, so I really suggest that if you live in the Dallas area, that you check him out. By the way, I'm talking about shows. Chris Grass down in Atlanta has been doing some really hot stuff as well. For instance, he just recently lined up OM record label superstar Jay Boogie. They've had Fort Knox through there at this, the place is called, what is the place called? Check him out, Chris Grass. He's on MySpace. Oh, the name of the place is, I forgot the name of the place. Well, I'll get back to you about the name of the place in the next break. Chris Grass has been lining up some good things, so if you're in the Atlanta area, check him out. Also, we have new mixes from Germany that we're featuring on Mosaic this month, and featured all of these mixes will be in either the Noon High Mix shows or the Sonic Trish show, or the After Hours show that runs primarily on Friday and Saturday evenings, your local time. If you want more details, see mgrooves.com. That's mgrooves.com for details. We also have some mixes by myself, Stilo, available by RSS, aka Podcasting or Podcast or Shoutcast, from my website. That's mgrooves.com. Mgrooves.com. We're going to get back to our man here, Amp Fiddler. And we're listening to the double pack vinyl Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. We're kicking it off this next set with Superficial. Thank you.
To see when
gotta love that. Amp Fiddler. Waltz of a Ghetto Fly is the name of the record, and the name of that song was, of course, Unconditional Eyes. Oh man, that is a funky tune. Yeah, anyway, at the last break, I was trying to tell you about my buddy Chris Grass in ATL, that's Atlanta, for all you people that are not down with the slang. He is at Halo Lounge, Halo, and it's not too far from Georgia Tech. It is Midtown, Atlanta. You can look them up at halolounge.com. Chris Grass has been booking some really cool cats to come through there and play. Chris has a great sound himself. Check it out if you're in the Atlanta area. Now normally during this segment is when I do the piece I call the seventh sense. Now, everybody knows what the five senses are, do we not? There's what we can see, touch, hear, smell, and taste. Some people would argue that there's a sixth sense, such as extrasensory perception, you know, that intuitive feeling that some people get. But I would argue that there's a seventh sense called common sense. And that is the one that we, as a whole, throughout humanity, sometimes forget. And taking that subject, I take something from current events and wrap it into this piece called Seventh Sense. I see stupid people. Yes, stupid people. Unfortunately, all of us have done it at one point or another. Sometimes we just forget ourselves, if you will. But instead of taking something or a headline from something from current events this time around, I'm going to talk about briefly something that I see almost inevitably every winter season. And the reason why I'm doing this now, I'm hoping that most of the winter weather is gone, but just food for thought, if you will. And that is those of us that live in areas where there is snow, ice, stuff like that. I still do not get why people do not completely clear off their vehicles before driving on a road after it has snowed. I have seen both little compact cars that you can easily reach the top, and all you see is this little portal of a hole on the windshield where the person can look out. Very, very dangerous. And then those same individuals are often the individuals that whine and complain that they don't feel comfortable driving in bad weather. Then, which just drives me nuts, there's so simple a way to clean off those cars. If you're driving something small, like a Chevy Cobalt, like a Toyota Corolla, just to name two car makes of that size, there's almost no reason why you can't clear off the car completely. That is hood, the top of the car, the back of the car, and please, 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 headlights and rear lights so that your neighbor can see you, duh, okay? Capiche? And then, inexpensive cars, I understand that. It should be simple to clean them off. Then it's the other individuals who spend, $40,000 on a full-size, I should say extra-size, SUV. Now, you would think that if they spent that kind of money on an SUV, and one of the things you buy that kind of SUV for is so that you're not impeded by bad weather, is it not? Besides the luxury and the cargo space and all that kind of stuff. And yet, you spend $40,000 on a car, US dollars by the way, and you can't buy a $10 telescoping broom to get the snow off the top of your car. And then you have the nerve to drive down the road with a foot of snow on top of your SUV, full-size SUV that you fared to clear off, and wind is blowing underneath of it. And of course, you didn't get out there right when the snow ended. You got out there a day later because you didn't want to scratch or you didn't want to damage your $40,000 vehicle, right? Yet you have this sheet of ice now. It used to be snow, but now it's a sheet of ice whipping in the wind, just waiting for it to fly off and land on somebody else's windshield. How rude. Clean off your vehicle. And please, spend $10. Go to a auto shop and buy one of those telescoping and broom handle type things where you can scratch off your windshield and brush off the snow. Even off of a tall vehicle, such as a full-size Excursion, Expedition, 2x4, Yukon XL by a GM product, or a Toyota Land Cruiser, or whatever they're calling it these days, Lexus, full-size Lexus, clean off the top of your car, please. And the other thing is, if you're afraid to drive in bad weather, don't get on a freeway and then go all the way over to the fast lane. That's just dumb as well, because you're not going anywhere. You're sitting there all huddled at that little portal in your windshield because you didn't clean off your vehicle, and then you're going to go all the way out to the fast lane? That's idiotic. Drive right, pass left. Okay, enough of that. That was this episode of The Seventh Sense. Next time in Layers of Vinyl 9, we'll be coming back with some... It may be somewhat dated news now, but it was some very funny news about some people did some really stupid stuff around the Super Bowl time. That show of all shows here in the United States, probably one of the most watched evenings of TV on the North American continent. Anyway, we're going into the last set of Amp Fiddler's album, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. You can look for more information about this at ampfiddler.com or thegenuinearticle.net. Thanks a lot, and we'll be coming back with some closing thoughts about some new music that has been posted to Mosaic Internet Radio after this set. This has been Layers of Vinyl, we've been showing love for Amp Fiddler. We're starting off this set with I Believe in You.
I'm trying to be a better man.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ant Fiddler, the record, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly, the last two songs, Soul Divine, and If You Can't Get Me Off Your Mind. I would like to thank all of you all for tuning in for this episode of Layers of Vinyl, and showing love with me to Ant Fiddler and his record, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. You can check him out at antfiddler.com or thegenuinearticle.net. And you can also buy his music available at towerrecords.com, amazon.com, and I believe they are included, or this is included, in the iTunes store. So check him out. Some parting notes. New artist or new music to Mosaic. We have The Other Side by Kling, Still Manifesting by Verbal Tech, Breath of Another by Estero, All Mine by Portishead. You all recognize this. The Victoria's Secret commercials have a sample of this song in their new ad campaign that they've been featuring since the end of February. Found You Out, J Love, Didn't Mean to Turn You On, a remake by Colette, Addiction. It's a house remix from Kanye West. I believe Kenny Dope and Todd, I forgot the guy's name, but they did the official remix of the Kanye West song. This Love is a remix from Maroon 5, and Runaway Child by DeStephanie featuring Moonmi. I would also like to give a huge thanks to all those who came out to the Rockin' Mardi Gras party. It was what Fat Tuesday should be. Thanks to Rob for all the extra tight promotions, Midtown Records in Baltimore for the last minute music buys. I got the Kanye West song, for instance, that evening. I stopped by the record store before going out to the club. Satellite Records in Atlanta and Sky Lounge Tango Tapas for allowing us to host our Fat Tuesday party there. A great time was had by all. If anyone out there is interested in doing a party, just email promotions, that's plural, promotions at mgrooves.com, or you can email info@mgrooves.com. I am your host, DJ Stilo, signing off. of this episode of Layers of Vinyl. Check you later.
It's the Hawaii 5-0 shit right here.
Attacking these pages, the beat catches my phrases, equating the reaction when matching acids and bases. Attracting the majors, if you want, you can sign me. Detracting the haters with the trumpets behind me. Won't change for the industry, goddamn the yes men. Y'all thought y'all could stop the guard from manifesting. No. The last couple years, the rap game disenchanted me. The man in me began to question my sanity. Candidly, it all looked like a fantasy, but family convinced me quitting's a travesty. One thing I've learned, so all you dummies rewind it. A record label's useless without money behind it. So if you sign the deal, make sure the terms are acceptable. Cause what's the point of making music when it's inaccessible? As an indie artist, I find fault with the industry for not accepting the insults with the injury. I'm like a soldier with no dough or stash box. The promoters try to block my goals with slap shots, but it's cool, I let them think it's all fair. Meanwhile, I polish the scope and realign the crosshairs. I spit divine fire from the outset. I'm a live wire but can't find an outlet. I've reached the level that others are aiming to touch. Support the project and receive more bang for your fuck. I would send a message to manhandle mics through the effort concepted by my man Vanderslice. I put too much effort into writing and the way I spit. I should just say some shit, sound cool and be okay with it. But that's not an option for me or any part of my infantry.
Dumb motherfuckers and idiots, they really don't understand.